Welcome back to Game Show on the Incomparable Network. It's me, Tony Sindelar, and I will be your host today. Today is a very special game, a game we can only do so many times because the premise is not so great. That's right, it's time for episode 2.5 of 7 or C, the game show where all of the questions are about 7 or C, an extremely constrained format. Allow me to introduce our players today. On Team 1, it's Kathy Campbell.
Hello!
Joining Kathy on Team 1 will also be Anthony Johnson. Hi, Anthony.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Kathy. I had completely forgotten that we divide into teams on this.
It's okay.
To show you how much I remember of it.
There's no one I would rather be on a team with than Anthony.
Oh,
it's
bless.
True.
Excuse me?
Wow.
Well,
I'm from buttering up schism. My teammate, Annette. You know I will always pick you. Thanks.
From across the battlements,
what am
it
I,
is
chop liver?
Team 2. You recognize that voice. It's Glenn Fleischman, one half of Team 2. Hi, Glenn.
Ahoy, ahoy.
And joining Glenn on Team 2, it's Annette Weirstra. Welcome to 7 or C, Annette. You are the, I believe, the one new player this year.
Woo-hoo. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I would rather do it with no one other than Glenn.
You are well prepared. Well prepared.
Super
I never
well
know what
prepared.
I'm doing.
Helping me out.
We're going to win this thing, Glenn.
Maybe. Helping me out, he is my scorekeeper.
Can you win this game?
Aide de camp. Yeah, there's a score. Keeping that score is James Thompson, inventor of PCalc. James, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Unlike last year, the chaos of last year, I have a spreadsheet to use
yes.
the score.
James was basically, I think, drafted into scorekeeping, I think more or less mid last year's game because
That's
there was
right.
an uneven number of players.
That's right.
That was amazing.
I think I was just in the room.
Yeah, you were. You met the most important criteria. Available. But he's back this year. We have a spreadsheet to keep track of the score. James has fact-checked some of my answers. Additional answer quality provided by Dan Morin and librarian extraordinaire Jeremy Goldstein. So let's just say that the quality of things is incrementally better than previous years.
Well, I can confirm that the questions and answers might be incrementally better, but the players...
All the same, pretty much, except except for Annette. So,
Which is obviously
and
better.
James remains a scorekeeper in our lineup.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let me just remind you a little bit about how 7 or C is going to work. All the questions are about 7 or C, loosely. There will be 3 7 questions, 3 C questions. I realize that saying 3 7 questions is a confusing statement. There will be 3 questions about the concept of 7? I don't know if that improved clarity. And then there will be a final round that will attempt to combine elements of both of those things. There is point stealing, so each question is worth multiple points. Points unclaimed by the team that starts with that question can be claimed by the other team. So do not shout out things to help the other team unless you can't help yourself.
I can't help myself.
As is traditional, the team with more letter C's in their names will go first. Assuming I have spelled your names correctly, that will be team 1 with a
That's
total
one.
Score
yeah.
of 1 C.
Damn you, Yiddish removal of C's and transliteration. Yeah. I don't have a C in my last name.
That is worth 0 points, but Team 1 will go first. I believe, based on my arbitrary concept of how the rules go, that we will alternate. Unless one team gets far ahead, in which case I'll change the rules arbitrarily. point stealing is allowed. There it is. We go by team, not by individual, so you are always free to collaborate as a team. All right. Team 1, it is time for the first round. And so I must ask you, 7 or C?
What do you think, Kathy?
You know what? Let's go for the number. Or no... Nope, just kidding. Let's go for the C. We have a C in our name. We're going to go with the C.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, that makes as much sense as anything.
Right? I got to think logic for our listeners. You know, we got to have reasoning behind my choices.
There is technically a strategy to 7 or C, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, no.
All right.
I don't believe you.
The logic is that the seven questions are sometimes worth more points than the C questions just by construction.
Easier to steal on sevens.
Yes. Question one for question one C. Many points up for grabs here. As we all know, the word cheese starts with the letter C, and there are many many types of cheeses that start with the letter C. Team one, I want you to name up to seven cheeses that start with C. Team two, you'll have the choice to get some additional points if you can come up with additional C's. Just as an example here, in case those instructions were unclear, Brie is a lovely cheese that would be worth 0 points for this round. Your goal is to come up with cheeses that start with C. Anthony and Kathy, what can you do for us?
So, camembert, obviously.
Yep, and cheddar.
Oh, yes.
And...
That's it. No others.
That, I'm struggling.
Anthony, don't you go into Waitrose? Haven't you looked at the cheese aisle?
Do you know what I'm actually doing right now? I am replaying the Monty Python cheese shop sketch in my head.
Nice.
Winsleydale has a W, so that doesn't count.
Cheddar, comma, white. Cheddar, comma, sharp.
You'll notice I am not clicking any buttons.
Yes.
Keep going.
James will be scorekeeping, and you will be serving as judge for whether these are legitimate cheeses or not with conference from me. I think so far they have named things that are cheeses. It's questionable how many points there were.
All two.
But if they were to name something that is not a cheese, we could debate that. So far, yes. I will give team one, I will not points, I will give them respect for consistency in naming things that are cheeses and not things that are not cheeses.
I will gladly take that inspiration.
Yes, you gain inspiration.
Roll us dice.
That is transferable to another podcast, not redeemable in this podcast.
I get so confused, Tony, when you're in charge.
Yes.
There's a brand of cheese over here called Cathedral City. Surely that's worth two.
That's a challenge.
Yeah, but it's Cathedral City, two C's.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's tough.
Now, it's like... If Cathedral City, I think it is a cheddar. If it wasn't a cheddar, you might be in with a chance, but it's just another cheddar. You've named like seven cheddars.
And they're all delicious and they all are very distinct and taste differently.
It is the best cheese. I will give you that.
Okay.
I want mac and cheese.
That's just the word cheese. Oh, you're on the other team. You're hustling them. That's
how about cow's milk cheese?
No.
I mean, that's most cheese.
Yeah, not the good ones.
James, scorekeeper aside, how many points have they gotten so far?
They have got 2 points. So.
2 points.
Yeah, which they got within the first 3 seconds.
Well,
and the rest has just been...
Strong out of the gate.
Flan.
James and I do have a list that has at least seven cheeses on it. So,
yeah.
And there I'm willing to believe, well, James wrote most of the list. And I'm willing to believe that there are cheeses beyond our current.
Our understanding. Beyond your comprehension.
Yeah.
There are more cheeses,
Horatio.
In heaven and earth.
These are cheeses that science currently knows, but, you know, other cheeses await us on the horizon. Team one, I'm going to give you a little bit more time, and then we're going to go over to cheese two? Team two.
Okay,
or
Anthony,
as I call them, cheese two.
In French, is there a cheese that you can think of that starts with a C?
Well, that's camembert. Camembert is French.
I know, but I was trying to think of like something like blue cheese.
Every country
in
is only allowed
something.
One cheese.
Famously, yes, the French only have one cheese. Yes, everybody knows that. I've barely eaten cheese for years for dietary reasons. I don't eat cheese much anymore.
Yeah.
All right, team one, I think you've got the cheeses that live within you, and it is time to go.
They're
to
both
team
very
two.
Good cheeses.
Yeah,
there are two cheeses inside you.
Yeah. you've made good choices.
It's like the cheese, it could be the cheese wheel of time to be a Kathy thing.
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
Nice.
The wheel of cheese.
Yeah. Time is a flat cheese. So team two, Glenn and Annette, how are you feeling? You know, there was an edge there to your ridiculing of team one, but let's see.
I have
a
list of the beginning of words that start with C and nothing that follows them. That's the amazing part.
I have two ideas.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about them.
One, I don't know what you call it, if you would call it outside of Canada, but because Kathy, we are French here sometimes. Ooh. Chèvre.
Oh, Shavlos.
Which is goat cheese.
It is labeled in America. I can go to Trader Joe's and I can purchase a thing that says Chèvre on it. Chèvre.
Also, is Colby a cheese that begins with C?
That's a brand, I think, isn't it?
Is a kind of cheddar. Brand. I'm going to be fair.
I hate to be this person Colby on the Jack. Other team, but Colby Jack is definitely
a cheddar. A cheese.
I want to confess that. Confess the Colby. But Colby's a good one. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Often blended with Manchego, according to me reading the Wikipedia article on
is
Colby.
Is my submission.
What's the cheese they talk about all the time on that show that Jason Snell is on? Damn it. I think it begins with
Manchego.
C. And now I'm going to...
Manchego.
Always Manchego.
That's the one that telephone. Mike's obsessed with, yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's it. Manchego. Chigo. It's just for short. It's kind of a nickname.
No cheese slang allowed in this round. Save your cheese slang for other rounds.
Otherwise, I would have made a case for Roquefort.
Cayenne-infused cheese. That's a C word.
I think you're spiraling. This is really only the first question. This is only the first question.
In the formation.
There are several more questions to go. James, how many points has Team 2 snatched here?
We're at 2 each, I believe.
Okay.
Just to give you some cheeses.
Did we actually get a second one? I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
Did you or did you not? There was arguments.
I think you talked over Annette, Glenn.
We said Colby.
And?
I'm sorry. What was the other one?
Chèvre?
Chèvre.
Yeah.
Chèvre.
Which I'm accepting.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
2 points.
Unless you want
not
less points,
cheddar,
Glenn.
Comma white. I'm so disappointed, James.
Wait, save your disappointed in for James's list of cheeses.
Okay. Yes, I love cheese. So we start with Cabot.
What?
Oh, I've cheese. Heard of that. Yeah.
Don't know that one.
Cheshire cheese.
Oh, Cheshire. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. We could have cottage cheese.
Oh.
That's sneaky.
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese, Kathy. Yes.
Dang it.
Cream cheese doesn't count, surely.
Well, you didn't get it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I got it now.
No, I'm just questioning whether there are actually 7.
James has 0 points.
Caer Philly is another cheese.
Or we
could have curds, which kind of cheese.
That's a cheese. I mean, then cassine would be okay.
Essential in poutine.
If you had actually come up with any of these, we could have had an argument about it, but we did not.
This bodes well for our later questions, which seem, if anything, more open to interpretation.
Yeah.
All right.
And we've already worked on these questions for quite a while to make them.
James, the secret in the future may be not to bother with that part. All right. James, correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds like we are currently tied 2-2.
It is 2-2, and that was round 4 in my spreadsheet, which is confusing, but that was round 1.
Yes. All right. Well, we are going to go over to Team 2. It is your choice, your chance to choose 7 or C.
What do you think?
I have no idea, because I just go 7, go C.
I think we should go 7. Go 7 or go home, right?
Okay, go 7.
That is...
I'm already home. We're all home. I don't know what
I'm home right now.
All right. This is I hesitate to use the word simple, a simple question in that there are only 3 points up for grad. This is our first 7 question of the day. There are 3 sports that I was able to identify that have teams of 7 players on the field at a time. This involved in-depth research from me because I know so much about sports. There are 3 teams that field 7 players at a time.
Okay.
I will say that again. And then how are you- Sorry, 3 sports that have teams of 7 players on the field at a time. Obviously, the team sizes may much be bigger. You can think of these games as 7-on-7 games, assuming they are sports of one team versus another team and not some kind of wild... If there's a game where teams of 7 face off against...
I don't even know how many people are on the ice during hockey. This is how bad I am at sports.
I will tell you.
It's more than 7.
Just to give you a little bit of help here, and I use the word help loosely, one of these was a sport I was unfamiliar with until writing this question. One of these was a piece of it, and yeah, so. Anyway, 3 sports, 7 players on a team. 7 players fielded on the team at a time, so.
How many team sizes do you know, Annette?
None. So, literally, my national sport, hockey, I don't know how many people are on the ice at a time. I think it might be six.
Oh my God. If it's seven, you didn't get it. You're going to have to leave the country under an assumed
identity.
I will
have to leave that country.
I think it's not.
Are you Canadian? Is there some kind of loophole?
I have not been born here. I've lived here my whole life.
Okay.
I have a hockey team that I cheer for, and I don't know how many.
Not for long after this, really.
Erica and Steven and Kirsten all have.
Anthony and Kathy, you may have the ability to steal up to 3 points.
Well, let's do some elimination because it's not football.
You can't name all the sports.
How many people are in basketball?
Basketball is it's 5-on-5, I think.
I need you to not just name them. I need you to say, I believe this is the answer.
Okay.
No, we're doing.
Okay, I'm going back to hockey. There's lines, and there are three people in a line.
Yeah.
Is there a defensive line and an offensive line plus a goalie?
Well, there's a goalie. Is there an offensive line, a defensive line, and a goalie? Does that make seven?
Well, welcome to 5 minutes of discussion on each sport.
Like, how many people are on the ice?
We've
watched Ted Lasso. Are there seven people on a side in soccer? That seems wrong. That can't be right.
There's got to be more than that, right?
Yeah, just look at Anthony. Just look at Anthony's reaction. He's so disgusted right now.
Well, how many people?
I know it's not soccer. That's good.
Cricket.
Cricket is, let me think. I'm just picturing the pitch, right?
Baseball?
No, baseball is nine. It's infield, outfield, pitcher, catcher.
Maybe we need a sort of like limit.
Shortstop.
A time limit. Basketball?
Basketball's 5-on-5.
Oh, God, if you introduce like a chess clock into
this game, right?
I'm thinking we need one of those.
Quick, add it into dice.
I think we should say highlight just to be, because my dad used to go to in Connecticut and watch Hi-Li on the Peloton. I think it's on the Peloton.
I don't know what that is. Court. So that could be a possibility.
Hi-Li is a
let me tell
Basque
you,
sport.
It's not a possibility.
Wait, it's not? Hi-Li is not a possibility?
Team two. Lacrosse. I'm sorry.
It's a Basque sport.
Okay, I'm just going to say, I have no idea. I'm right. Really bad
say
at sports.
I'm going to say hockey so you don't get right. embarrassed
okay,
by it.
Okay,
so
let's go with hockey.
I'm saying hockey. Let's say
three sports.
Just hockey.
So hockey.
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse, yes. And
do you want highlight for your third one?
And curling. Curling is only three people, though. So
curling is only three. It's not that.
See, that we know.
Figure skating.
Bobsled
racing is two.
I don't want to spoil the surprise here, but you've got no points.
All right. No, you said it's five.
No, not
I don't
basketball.
Care.
That embarrassed me.
It's
you
whatever Glenn said.
All right.
You say highlight basketball. I'll say hockey. Hockey. Lacrosse and basketball. Right?
All right. Great list. Excellent work, people. James Thompson,
all
how many
sports.
Points was that worth? All
that
of those
was
were
worth...
sports, as far as I know.
Yep. And I can tell you that you both, between you, have scored 0 points.
All right.
Woo-hoo!
Exciting.
Go team two.
This may be a harder question than I thought. Let us go over to Anthony and Kathy on team one. You were psychologically tortured during that, as you have.
We eliminated like 700 sports.
Basic knowledge of sports, and Glenn and Annette did not provide you with any information that you did not already have.
My national sport.
But there is still the question of, can you name any sports that field seven players on the field at a time? Anthony and Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, netball?
Yeah.
That's a question because I'm not sure, but
it works for me. I was going to say polo because I'm pretty sure there are seven horses on each team.
Oh, okay. Volleyball, netball, polo, kabaddi was another one that I think might have seven. Rugby definitely does not. Australian rules football, I'm pretty sure, has more than seven.
How many on cricket?
11.
11, okay.
Famously.
Yeah, clearly. So famously.
Obviously.
I'm so sorry to ask such a silly question. I was just confirming that you knew. You know, just verifying. I'm good with, honestly, the three that you said.
Polo was a good shout because I wouldn't have a clue, but if you're confident about that one, or reasonably confident.
My concern with volleyball is, I think it's six.
I wasn't sure either.
Yeah,
so, okay,
and
well, let's
the reason I know this is because I am very well versed in the anime that takes place in volleyball.
Well, I actually used to play volleyball at high school.
How many other people were on that team in that?
I don't know.
Don't say.
I played for my high school volleyball team, which, if you know me, seems absurd now because I am not a tall person. But at the time, I was of average size. It's just everybody else kept growing.
Everyone else kept growing.
You're sure? Anthony, it's also possible you've been shrinking. Team one, I need some answers.
Let's say netball, polo, and the one that you said.
Kabaddi.
Yes,
okay.
That one.
James, we may need to use some research here because Anthony named a sport I've never heard of before.
I Googled it. Well, I know kabaddi because it was on television here a lot.
Everybody of our generation in the UK knows kabaddi because it used to be televised on one of
our... Could you describe what kabaddi is to our dullard American
not
audience?
Not easily.
For Glenn and
which is one of the reasons why we always used to watch it, because it's a fascinating sport that nobody really understood the rules of.
Yeah. I like this game.
Well, according to Wikipedia, it is a contact team sport played between two teams of seven players.
Yes.
Wow. We got one point at least.
That's amazing.
Everything in the definition beyond that seems to expect that I understand more about sports words than... I don't know, the images of it look like... I don't know, maybe some kind of rugby thing's happening?
It's a bunch of guys stand around in a circle and like try and touch one another while saying kabaddi, 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 kabaddi over and over again.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Oh, in America we have that. It's called college.
drunken fraternity ritual. Yeah. I have a guess before James reveals all of them after their turn. I have a guess before we... doesn't count.
We can come back to you, Glenn.
That's what I understand.
Okay. You get a point for netball. Also seven players.
Also a sport I had never heard of before writing this question. So go to sports.
And Kathy, you were so close with your polo.
So close. You were thinking of ground polo. You have to think of the other elemental polos in order to get
the
credit.
Water polo.
Ground polo or horse polo is played with a smaller team.
Fire polo just doesn't get played anymore.
Yeah,
it's
no,
played
too dangerous.
Once and then...
Yeah.
So if I was fair, I would give you a half point for your polo.
Yeah.
But you're not.
I'm not.
So. James, I am canceling the check that I sent you.
So well, how many players are in polo per side?
I believe it's three or four, depending
on... Oh, is that all?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's smaller. Kathy, were you counting the horses as players?
I mean, clearly.
That would require a horse without a player.
Yeah.
Yeah. The player, individual player is the goalie, without a horse.
The chaos agent horse.
So we have not yet revealed the full list. So first up, James, I think Anthony and Kathy get a bonus point for naming a sport that I had never heard of and failed to find in my Googling. So bonus point for kabaddi. Yes. The sports that I identified, first off, ultimate frisbee. A water polo, as previously discussed, and you got netball, a sport I had never heard of before. So I assume it's played with a net and a ball?
And a ball.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm a net.
It's played with
and
a net.
I'm a net.
It's a sport only
played
I can play.
All right. Played in every British high school, as far as I'm aware. Yeah. Yeah. It's a girl's sport over here.
Ringette was introduced that way, too, as an alternative to the violent hockey, you see.
Well, so you don't need ice.
So in Annette and Glenn's turn, Kathy and Antti have scored 3 points.
Yes.
This is how I expected to go.
The concept of turns is a loose framework here at 7 or C. James, what are the scores right now here at the conclusion of two of our six questions?
At the conclusion of two rounds, we have team one, Kathy and Antti, have 5 points. Ooh. And team two, Annette and Glenn, have... less than that.
Okay.
Did you use a calculator to figure that out?
Well, I believe that it would be team one's turn to pick, unless, James, we want to pull a switcheroo and let the underdogs pitch first. I don't know how this game works. What should we do?
I think we go with chaos, and we let the underdogs pick.
Chaos. Team
what do we
two.
Do?
Team
That's
two.
That's a C word.
Yeah, team... Team two, seven or C. Also, as is clear, picking does not necessarily have any guarantee of points.
No.
Yeah.
So, team two, Glenn and Annette, seven or C.
Well, we did so well with 7. Do we pick 7 again, or do we pick C?
Keep going with 7 since we're awesome. Right, 7.
Okay, I was like, 7. Let's please don't.
It's gotta get better. It can't get worse than giving the two of us a sports question.
I was like, it please don't overthink get worse. That. All right.
It can't possibly get worse.
Now, I will tell you, I think this is in that Team 2 has two North Americans on it. This places them at an advantage for this question. This is our second 7 question here. The Seven Sisters are a nickname for 7 highly selective liberal arts colleges in the northeastern United States. For 1 point each, name them. Team 1, you will have a chance to steal any that they do not get. Glenn looks...
I may be able to name all of those because I have actually visited nearly all of those.
Oh, good, because
I don't
know.
Annette has not heard of the Seven Sisters before.
What are seven Sisters? We have mountains.
At one point they were women's only colleges. Not all of them are single sex anymore. Some of them are co-ed. And I visited or was born in the city of... most of these.
What are they?
It's important. It's important to derail Glenn for the sake of Team One. Glenn, how many cities were you born in canonically?
There's a conjunction or. I was born or have been to. So there's Vassar, which is in Poughkeepsie, New York, a fine city in which my family ran furniture stores for years. And there's Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. There is Holyoke, Mount Holyoke College, where my wife's grandmother went. There is, it's 3.
You're up to 3, I believe.
Every single one has a Glenning. It's fantastic.
let it roll, people. Let it roll.
Keep going.
I believe
Glenn.
It's a Barnard College. It was an adjunct of Columbia University in New York City. That's 4. There's another, that's associated with a so-called men's college. I was going to say, there's a whole thing. When I went to Yale was male only at one point, and it was Albertus Magnus is not one of them. That was a women's only college also in New Haven, though. So I'm not going to call Albertus Magnus one of them. I don't think so. I think that is not. I got 4. Let's see, so it's Vassar, Smith, Barnard, Mount Holyoke. Holyokes. I've been to, there's one North... Yes. Oh, I may be running out. I'm going to say Mills College in California, the Bay Area, is a women's college. I think it may have actually gone out of business now, which is sad. And there was financial difficulties. I think that's the 5 that I can come up with. The 2 others, I think I've been to them. And I don't know why I can't think of them. They're not all in the Northeast, are they?
Wait, is California in the Northeast?
Did you say all in the Northeast, which would eliminate Mills?
I did
say
that.
Can you state the question again? Yes.
The Seven Sisters are a nickname for 7 highly selective liberal arts colleges.
California used to be in the Northeast many years ago.
In the United States.
What's the other one? There's one in New York State. I'm not thinking of. All right. I guess I only got 4.
Okay. You got 4. Is that correct, James? They got 4?
They got 4.
And I believe we can confirm that all 4 of those were correct. Is that correct, James?
That is correct.
And I was born in Poughkeepsie.
All right.
You can say the... I cannot give you anything.
All right, Kathy and Anthony, I realize you may be at a disadvantage here, having lived in not the northeastern United States.
Yeah,
or also born in one of those.
Yeah, not born in the Northeast.
Kathy, Anthony, did either of your parents own a furniture store in Poughkeepsie, New York?
No, my grandparents owned a funeral home in Oregon.
What?
Does that count?
Oh, wow.
Partial credit.
But I have a friend who I think attended one of these, and I think now actually lectures at a different one.
Oh, so possibly 2 points here.
But I cannot remember the name of either of them.
I'm going to guess Wellesley and Brown.
Brown. And let's go for that. Yeah, they both ring bells. Actually,
anything else?
That might be the 2.
Any other guesses?
There are how many points currently up for grabs?
There's still,
here?
Isn't Wellesley a cheese?
3.
Delicious. It doesn't start with C.
Wellesley Dale.
There were 3 remaining to be guessed.
Mm.
Whether they have guessed 2, mm-hmm. 1, or 0.
Mm. Well, they've guessed 2. Remain.
I mean, we've guessed.
Well, they've guessed.
All right. Okay. Any last guess, Anthony and Kathy?
What was the school in Mona Lisa Smile? No one? Okay. I don't remember.
Not even.
Yeah. Those
I've
are right.
seen that movie.
And then I will say Cotty College, which was my small liberal arts school, but not in the Northeast. So.
Was it women's only?
Yes.
I will tell
where is it?
In Nevada, Missouri. So not the Northeast. Cool.
That's beautiful.
I will just answer that question for you, Kathy, because I saw that movie and I couldn't remember and it made me mad. Wellesley College is featured in Mona Lisa.
Oh, it's Wellesley, right.
Yes. Thank you. Is the level of fact-checking we will provide.
I appreciate it, Tony.
So, team one, you have guessed Wellesley, which is correct, and Brown, which is incorrect. Brown is part of the Ivy League, which might be why you are thinking of that.
Okay. Yeah, clearly.
I lost track of which things they have guessed and which things have not been claimed. I believe there are two that you didn't identify.
Yes, there are two others named for the actor in Harry Potter, Radcliffe.
Radcliffe is associated with Harvard. That's what I couldn't remember.
Yep. And there is also, and I'm assuming this is Bryn Mawr.
Bryn Mawr. I should remember that.
Literally never heard of it. So I'm glad I'm okay not guessing it.
Bryn Mawr is in Pennsylvania, and I think one of my junior high teachers went there.
Yeah.
Well, there is almost zero chance that she will ever watch or hear this, but Jess, if you're out there, I'm really sorry that I couldn't remember that.
Let's bring
up the CV and cross-check.
Our one point, you know, still had that Glenn attachment to it, so that makes it valid.
It is a tricky question. I will tell you, I live down the street from Smith and not very far from Mount Holyoke, which are both in the Pioneer Valley, a part of Western Massachusetts. It is tricky. Radcliffe is now part of Harvard. It's its own institution, but it absorbed. And yes, this is a very Northeastern United States centric.
Yeah.
But there's only so many things that there are seven of.
Yes.
So, seven sisters is good.
Goes with the territory of Seven or C.
There's an inappropriate joke about Wellesley that I may tell after the taping is over, but we'll find out. We'll see how it goes.
I can hardly
wait. promise or threat. We are moving right along. James, score check here at the end of our third question? Question mark?
Well, for that round, Team 1 managed to get 1 point, and the extremely confident Glenn managed to get 4 points. As for the total, there'll be a short break because my spreadsheet has just broken.
All right.
No,
no, it's okay. We're halfway through the question.
If only you use pCalc.
We're halfway through the questions. This is a
stupid
great time.
Google Docs.
While James fixes a spreadsheet to check in with our players and see how they're doing. Glenn Fleischman, my card here says that you have been on at least one legitimate game show. What happened to you that you're now here?
I don't know. It's really weird. People ask me often, how did you win Jeopardy, Glenn? I've watched you in other things. This reminds me of the Martin Short joke. Martin Short tells this regularly. It's exactly the same joke in a different form, which is when he met Steve Martin, he walked into Steve Martin's luxurious house with the script for Three Amigos or something, full of artwork, and he looked around and said, how did you afford all this? I mean, I've seen your work. And that's the reaction I get when people are like, how did you win Jeopardy? I've watched you on... Heard you on game show.
I did appreciate how you were able to name almost all the Seven Sisters, but didn't know the names of cheeses. So I thought that was
priority. I'm elite. I'm a very particular kind of elite. I'm a poor elite.
Kathy Campbell, it says here on my card that you've recently returned from a trip to London. How was that?
Yes, it was absolutely amazing. I hopefully will. So please watch The Wheel of Time on Amazon Prime Video and subscribe to Prime if you have not already so that I can go back and maybe see Anthony and maybe James will come and visit me. But alas, I did still have an absolutely incredible time.
That's right, listeners. Yay. If we all support Kathy, she can go and live in London forever.
Dream. Yeah. It's my heart city. I had such an incredible time.
James, it says here on my card that you may have fixed the spreadsheet by now. How's that going?
your card is wildly inaccurate, I will say.
you need more time there, buddy?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's just vamp for a little bit more.
All right.
What does your card say about Annette?
Annette, it says here that you live in Canada but are not from Canada and will never be accepted as a Canadian until you know the number of hockey players on a team. How's that going
for
you?
I was here. I thought I was born here, but have proven that I have not. We're not sure where I was born, but it obviously was not in the northeast of the United States either.
We are ruling things out piece by piece. Identity thieves, stay tuned as we narrow this thing. Let me give you a little hint here. Annette's, the first number of Annette's social security number is 7. That may or may not be true.
The second is C.
Okay, yeah, we will not give any more. The C is for Canada. Anthony Johnson, it says here that I don't have any weird questions to ask you. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, about normal. I just can't. I keep having now. I keep having visions of J. Jonah Jameson shouting, "Parker, get me inappropriate jokes about Wellesley."
Wait! I got my card here says, "Anthony, tell me about your books."
Yeah.
My card here says that Anthony Johnston has written more uniquely for the form of graphic novels than any writer in history. Is that correct?
Wow. Is it? Yes, I am the most prolific original graphic novelist in the Anglophone comics world. It is true.
Oh. I mean,
that was not something I invented.
I feel like you've written seven of them.
I've written a lot more than seven.
in addition to your work in comics, it says here on this card that you have you've also written a video game that's currently up for Game of the Year on many people's Game of the Year lists. Ooh, in that there is not a canonical Game of the Year. Anthony, for 0 points, can you name that game?
Can
you name that game?
Yeah,
I can now that it's actually on sale. Resident Evil Village is up for Game of the Year at the Game Awards. Keighley's famous Dead-Eyed Dorito Awards.
Were to number the Resident Evil games, which number is that?
And number 8.
Damn it. Off my one. 0 points.
Everything.
It's one better, Cinderella.
One better. All right.
And I can now report that the spreadsheet is working. And in fact, was working. I just thought the scores were wrong.
We have more than you thought you did. Yeah. That's what happened.
Because now you both have exactly 6 points.
Really?
Oh, I thought you were going to say seven.
Wow. Okay. It's anyone's game here at the halfway point. Not technically the halfway point because there's a final round, but the halfway point of the main round. Let us move along. I have forgotten. I believe that we just had Annette and Glenn choose 7 or C, so I think we are back over to Kathy and Anthony. You will get to choose 7 or C. Just to let you know, up on the big board, which you all can see just off camera, it's no expenses were spared. I believe, James will tell me if I'm wrong, there is 1 7 question left on the board and 2 C questions.
Oh, you can't see. Yes, I've been keeping track, so I know which one to do.
So,
I was going to say, as we've just had 2 rounds of 7s, feels like we should go for a C again.
I think that sounds like a very good choice.
All right. This question 2 of letter C. This is going to be an interesting round here. We're going to call this round the over or under round. As you all know, volume is sometimes measured in cc's, cubic centimeters, that is. For example, an NFL American football has 4,244 cc's of air in it. I'm giving you
unless
that.
Unless you're...
Tom Brady. Yeah.
We don't say bad things about him where I live, even though he's in Florida now.
He's not there anymore.
I almost saw people get into a fist fight at a Connecticut rest stop about this. It's like you don't talk about the mob, okay?
Fist fight at a Connecticut rest stop sounds like a good title for something.
It was, and like movie. Literally, like a guy was just like trying to strike up conversation, and this guy with a Free Brady t-shirt, like his arms went up. He was ready to, and it was like the other guy was just like, I was just commenting on your shirt.
It's the Coen Brothers' next masterpiece.
Yes. So we have 3 items that have a volume of contents, and here's what you're going to need to do, Team One. You're going to need to tell us how many cc's of stuff is in the thing. I will tell you some of these are a range, so if you get in the range, you are you would get a point. Team two, you get to before we find out if they are right or not, you get to tell us if you think they are over or under. And we're gonna move quickly.
Excited.
We're gonna move quickly in this round. Maybe. We're going to try.
And that things are bigger in America, so...
Yes, but it's in CC, so that's like a metric.
And again, I have given you as a hint, or as a point of, I don't know, reference, NFL American football, 4,244 cc's of air. So, continuing on our sports theme, because we love sports here at 7 or C, here on the Incomparable Network, your premier sports podcast network. I need to know... team one, how much, or actually, which team am I asking?
Yeah, team one.
Yeah, team one. Yeah.
All right. I need to know, team one, How much air is in a, I think you pronounce this FIFA. No, how much air is in a FIFA British soccer ball? It is a range, so you will get, you if you get it within that range, you get the point. If you're out of range, I will give the other team a chance to steal that point. Air in a FIFA British soccer ball.
Anthony has it tattooed on his bicep, so I think this is unfair.
He just has a reference quick sheet. You know? It's hard,
what
though,
I can
it's,
tell
it's,
you it, is that a soccer ball is a lot bigger than an NFL pigskin.
My guess, because it's Tony, would be 7,000 cc's, which is...
I don't think that's enough.
That's double an American football, but...
No, wouldn't 8,000 be double?
Well, yeah, almost double.
I wasn't going to...
Yeah, I don't make a calculator app, okay?
Well, I didn't make this spreadsheet. One. Well, I did make the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
My guess is that it's slightly more than twice an NFL ball.
So like 9? So,
right, 9, maybe 9,500 just to throw off Glenn.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
9,507 cc's, please.
All right, 9,507. We'll go over to Team 2. You have a chance to steal a point here if you think they are over or under. I will tell you they didn't get it spot on, which is unlikely
Darn
to happen.
It.
Which is unlikely to happen in this game, in this round. 9,507. Do you think that the FIFA British soccer ball has more or less than 9,507 cc's of air? Glenn and Annette.
I have no idea. I am just going to say, I'm going to say maybe less. Do you have an opinion, Glenn? Do you want to go more?
I would push for more because an oblate spheroid is... No, I'm just kidding.
That sounds really smart.
I don't know.
Let's go
over. I'm thinking about if you divided a soccer ball in half and then in half again, you compared it to a football.
I would wildly guess.
Be bigger than one half. I think they are under.
Do you know the last time I have touched a football or a soccer ball?
I cannot.
Is that a
like 30 years?
I was going to say, I don't know if I have touched those things.
The last time I've touched, like, I have children. I've touched the soccer
school,
ball.
High school, maybe.
I think their number is too low.
Okay.
I think it is more.
Sold.
What do you think?
Okay. Sold.
Okay, James, you get to reveal how things worked out.
Yep. Annette, you should trust your gut more and
See? Blind instinct.
Well, it's not as highly pressurized, is it? Is that the thing?
A soccer ball, we're just going with volume and we're not going with like amount of pressure and air. A soccer ball is between 5,310 to 5,792.
Wait,
cubic centimeters.
Wow.
Wait, that's the volume. Oh, I see.
So it's only a tiny bit over.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Considering the difference in size, that's nuts.
It's shapes.
Wait, I think this is pressurization because American football is highly pressurized, isn't it?
No.
It's not.
We're talking about like if you took one and you put it in the bath, how much volume does it displace?
The displacement. Oh, wow.
Volume.
Wow.
All right.
In my heart, I know I was right.
I used to play like football when I was a kid for my local flag team, and we played with a full-sized ball. And I thought it was way smaller than that.
you were much smaller then, Anthony.
Yes, you were much smaller then.
Volume, no, I thought the ball was smaller compared to a soccer ball.
I think volume is hard for people to approximate.
But you guessed
Orders of magnitude of volume is hard.
Let's do it again.
You now have 2 points of reference. You know what the volume of an American football is. You know the volume of a British football, or soccer ball, if you will. Let's do one more sports one. I promise, only one more sports one, and then we'll go to something different. The amount of air in an NBA basketball. So, I believe team one, you get to go again, and team two, you get to do over under. So far, 0 points earned in this exciting round.
I can understand Glenn's confusion somewhat because you're saying the amount of air, but we're really meaning the volume of the object.
Volume of the object. Okay.
Okay. That changes everything.
It doesn't really. Yeah. I know almost nothing about basketball.
Do you know the size of a basketball? Is that the one thing you know?
Are they like tennis balls?
I
think of them more as hockey pucks because they're shaped like a No, that's wrong. Is it a
three-dimensional hockey puck?
All hockey pucks are three-dimensional.
I feel like
I know that
basketball is very similar to a soccer ball in size, but I think it's slightly larger.
Larger, okay. Yeah. All right.
But
I mean, I'm offering no opinion. I'm willing to trust.
Shall we guess like 6,000?
Sure.
Yeah.
6,007.
All right. 6,007 opening bid. Team two, over or under?
I have to defer to Annette regardless, obviously, because it's a net ball.
Yes. I agree with Kathy that it is, again, I have not touched either a soccer ball or a basketball in 30 years. In my memory, I feel like it's
bigger. In my defense, I'm not asking about the texture of them. You just have to have seen
yes,
them.
Yes, but...
Nublier or
my
not as nubbly.
My grandmother once played basketball.
At a Poughkeepsie furniture store, yes.
I think let's go... They're under?
Their guess is too low, you're saying?
Their guess is too low and say that it might be slightly bigger.
I'm agreeing with you.
James Thompson.
Well, Annette, you went with your gut rather than Glenn, and you were correct.
No.
Yes!
I agreed with her, thank you.
7,104 cc's.
Correct.
All right.
All right, that's enough sports talk forever. James, what is our next volume that we are interested in?
So this is the factoid that I started this question around, which I just wanted to get in. Anthony might have some experience here. What I would like to know
to my knowledge, all the players have some experience with this.
I mean, yes, I think he has professionally more experience.
I did wonder why you were asking James.
Yeah.
Zombies?
I would like to know the volume of blood in the average 150 to 180 pound adult human body.
We did an extensive amount of research on this. Oh, a lot of people state like volume of blood in the average human, and then it turns out like I don't know. I will just say here I went to the Red Cross and went with their definition of volume of blood in the average 150 to 180 pound adult human body. I don't know if 150 to 180 is where that fits on the bell curve of averageness, but that's what we have. It is expressed as a range, similar to the FIFA British soccer ball. But your goal is cubic centimeters of blood in the adult human body, qualified 150 to 180 adult human body.
And why does Anthony have experience with this? Is this something, an exsanguinator? No, just...
It's because he's
a vampire.
Glenn, he's British.
I see. Yes. Now that makes perfect sense.
It is often said that that the average adult has 8 pints of blood in their body, but I don't know what that translates to in CC.
Metric has been your downfall.
Yeah.
I can actually look that up.
Okay. So
it's probably not true anyway.
What does CC stand for?
Cubic centimeters.
All right.
Please don't use any computers or things here. Use only your malformed brain.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it helps... You could think about how many basketballs of blood are there.
Yeah. If you took a basketball 12. And you filled it with blood. Yeah.
I'm actually now thinking of a pint
of beer.
A milk pint glass compared to an NFL ball.
Okay.
As long as you are thinking of that pint glass full of blood, this could work.
This. Okay. So maybe three? Three basketballs full?
Oh my God. This is going in a very terrifying direction.
Very scientific method.
Remember, team two, you are thinking about whether they are over or under.
Let's face it, we're not going to get an actual accurate answer. Three times 7,000 would be 21. So why don't we say that?
Yeah, 21,007.
Yeah.
Wow.
Team two, what do you think? Do you think they're over or under?
I'm going to say that that is under, so they are low.
You think there's way more
for no reason at all. I'm just going with, sure, let's say they're low.
I think Annette has blood in her gut, so I'm going to go with her gut. Wait, no, that's terrible. You got to get that looked at.
James Thompson, how much?
I'm going with you. I think you think their estimate is too low for the amount of blood. But I'm trying to think. So three basketballs. You have a lot of blood. I think three basketballs. How could you fit three basketballs inside a person in their veins? I'm going to go with your gut. Going with your gut.
That so is where is we keep low. Blood. No, that is not where you should keep blood.
Wait, that's a hell of a blood clot.
I have a basketball a doctor. Of blood right now.
It is if you get stabbed.
Can I ask a question first, James, before you tell them what's the right answer? Yes. My question to all four of you, what is wrong with you?
We're here, Tony. James, what do you expect? We're not
Are you asking what's wrong with me for coming up with the question?
The other people. James, please continue.
so the amount of blood in aforementioned 150 to 180 pound average adult human body is 4542 to 5678. So it is pretty much in the range of a soccer ball.
Yep.
Wow. And like and one Anthony, soccer ball?
Your 8 pints is pretty much exactly at the lower level of that.
Yeah.
Right. You can even store all your blood if you need to. If you think of a soccer ball nearby.
Wait, I don't know if you've ever donated blood, but when you donate blood, they usually take a unit of blood, which is about 10% of your blood. Depending on you, and you know, a unit of blood.
I donate blood. I did not know that.
Also, I don't. They don't usually let you like cradle the black sack of blood to be like, right, how much does this weigh?
Is it the size of a basketball?
It's much smaller than a basketball.
They also don't then put it into a pint glass, so you can
gotta
see.
Go. Right. You gotta go.
Or a basketball.
Yeah. Right. Can you put this into a pint glass before I go? It's for the internet.
It's for science.
Definitely not a vampire. I am definitely not a vampire.
So I will just point out, Team One, you are like, what, four times off? So yeah.
And we thought that was too little.
Yeah.
Team Two,
I bleed a lot.
So I believe
we're thinking of Kingpin.
James, how did this round shake things up?
It didn't shake things up a huge amount, but Annette and Glenn got one more point. And so they are currently at 7 points to Team All right. One's 6 points.
Ooh, perfection, you might say.
Team One, we've done four questions. There's two questions left. This will be the final chance to choose 7 or C, because the last question will be the last question.
Just pick randomly. There's not much in between the two.
Both times we have picked a C. So should we pick a 7 this time, or do you want to pick another C?
Well, I'm torn, because on the one hand...
There is no point to this question!
But it's not a game show game if we don't dive meta into the... gaming and get really like over confused about what we're choosing. Yeah, we'll go with 7.
All right. This is a question that James and I argued about extensively this morning.
Oh, lovely.
Yay.
This question is the 7 metals of antiquity.
Oh my God.
These 7 elemental, I will emphasize the word elemental there, metals were the first used by humans.
We looked at the wording of that question multiple times.
Multiple times. So Team One, up to 7 points on the board here for you to claim. 7 elemental. Why is Tony emphasizing that? No way to know. Elemental metals were the first used by humans. I can give you more fun facts about them that would make this question easier depending on how this goes. But we'll see what happens.
Team Two, you're thinking about metals. I want to confirm that it's M-E-T. A-L, not M-E-D.
Confirm.
Just need to clarify and confirm.
Yes.
You see, this is what always trips me up on the spelling bee. That's why I stopped doing the spelling bee.
Yeah.
Those metals could be made of metals, such as these.
Okay, so elemental metals. Wait, what was the second half of the question?
were first used by humans.
Used by humans. See, that's, you know.
Yeah.
You were thinking of all those ape metals? Is that what you were thinking of, Anthony? Let me tell you about my times in the Starfish Forges, where they were, you know.
No. I was thinking of things like, say, is gold going to count? Because gold is an elemental metal, but...
Is it one of the 7 first used by humans in the antiquities?
Right. Does it count as being used? I suppose it does. Jewelry, that's got to count. Yeah.
You see, this isn't a line of questioning that I thought we would go down. We had like a whole other argument.
Which we want to know about later.
Yes.
We argued about what counted as antiquity. But
Iron and bronze surely have to be in there, because we have the Iron Age and Bronze Age, don't we?
Right.
and then gold and silver. See, now I'm doubting whether bronze counts as an elemental metal.
I know. I say yes, we'll go with it. Well,
so you've named four things so far, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and like my brain goes to flint, even though it's a stone, but it's kind of metallic, but not really.
No.
So it doesn't go.
Titanium is a metal, but surely that's not.
Yeah.
That's not going to be.
Steel?
No, steel is a composite.
New. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
See, this, I'm assuming that by elemental they mean, you know, not an alloy of any kind. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So things like nickel and steel aren't going to count.
Right.
Well, I want to say things like copper and nickel, but again, I'm sure that those are alloys, I thought, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're alloys. Why, oh why, do I not have a periodic table of elements up in my...
Well, unless you had it memorized, that's kind of cheating. So,
which you could have it off camera on the wall.
Yeah.
Well, it would be off camera cheating then.
Yeah.
James, correct me if I'm wrong. Team 1 scored, I believe, James can tell me if I'm wrong. I believe they scored 3 points with their submission there. So there are potentially four more short points available. I won't offer any more commentary about what makes a good or a bad answer.
I need to know what they said because we don't know what they said. Because
well, you should have listened, shouldn't you?
Yeah. I was making notes,
said,
but I don't know what
said
you're counting.
Gold, silver, bronze, iron as their four guesses. Yep. And they also mentioned steel, but as an alloy and something else that was an alloy. I think thing. Isn't bronze an alloy?
Yeah, bronze is an alloy.
Bronze is made of?
Bronze is, I forget, it's tin. So these are the other elements. Copper, tin, and lead are three of them, because bronze is, is zinc. It's copper, brass and bronze are alloys of copper and tin with something else, I think. But they're different combinations.
Yeah, because I thought bronze is an alloy. I had copper down. I think your lead is good.
Yeah, lead was used widely because it was used for casting, for making pewter, and for making wood type, depending, or metal.
I think
type,
you have named more than four things so far. So okay, you're going to hone down to what your four are that you're submitting.
Would zinc and copper make sense because they make up bronze for the Bronze Age, and
yeah,
also zinc, lead?
And tin.
And tin? Okay.
Zinc, copper, lead, and tin.
I'm very annoyed that I didn't think of lead.
James, would you like to offer commentary on their answers?
Well, this whole thing changed nothing whatsoever. They scored also 3 points.
Amazing.
The one that nobody guessed is mercury.
Oh, mercury.
Oh, I did write that down and thought that was like...
Does that really count as something we used?
Yeah.
Yeah, used a lot of stuff. Quicksilver, remember?
Yeah.
They always talking about it. I don't know what they used it for, but they're always talking about it.
So which of their four guesses was incorrect?
Zinc is later.
Zinc.
Okay. It is. All right.
So the elements that, based on what we believe, and I believe this is in order of their use, are gold, silver, copper, tin, lead, iron, and mercury. And they are notable from a chemical point of view. With the exception of iron, all of them have very low melting points, so they were basically malleable and easier to use. Iron has the higher melting point of all those, but therefore is, you know, useful for various tools. And so when various civilizations were able to discover, or the ability to work with iron was kind of, you know, an important technology.
The breakthrough.
Iron Age.
Yes. So, bronze, for example, which was mentioned, is not an elemental metal. Bronze is a copper alloy. So,
and I will say the earlier version of this question used the word prehistoric, which sent me down a rabbit hole of defining what prehistory meant.
Very colonialist term.
Yes.
I wanted to say antimony in honor of Antony, but then I decided that was inaccurate and also not close enough.
It showed up on lists as later in the order of things. So, but these were defined according to Wikipedia as your classic seven metals of antiquity. So,
The current scores are Kathy and Anthony are on 9, and Annette and Glenn are on 10.
All right, team, it is time for our final question before we go to the final round, our penultimate question or a final question? I don't know. I don't know how terms work. This is just a game show. But this is a C question. This is counting countries. According to CIA Factbook, that's a common source, the continent of Africa currently has 8, or you could think of it as 7+1, countries that start with the letter C. I believe Team 1 is currently the underdog. So Team 1, you get to go first for naming up to 8 countries in Africa currently that start with the letter C. Team 2, you are thinking of other countries in Africa for stealing points. This is one of those challenging things where we reveal how the school systems of North America and the United Kingdom are not great at other things.
There is also a bonus point to be had in this round.
There is. Wow. Don't muddy the waters with that, James.
I know, I wasn't going to muddy it. Yeah, I was just holding that out as like
you're
some
dangling
thing
that
for people to look forward to.
All right, Kathy, do you know any?
The Congo? I don't think of it.
See, the Congo technically is the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Right.
But I wonder whether they're counting it as one anyway, so I think we should submit it as an answer.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of. Congo, comma. Democratic Republic of.
You get to submit up to 8 answers, so unless you have 8 answers that are better than that, you might as well okay. Put in that as one, because you're not going to get to 8.
We're not. No. Cameroon is another, and that's it. I'm really struggling. Nigeria, Guyana, Ethiopia, South Africa, Kenya, Libya, Egypt...
Morocco. Madagascar.
Yeah. Now filter those by the ones that start with C.
Well, yeah. That's the problem. None of them start with C.
I know. I know.
So do I. Oh, man.
Coast, gold?
I'm sure there's a whole bunch of Central African countries that we're just, you know, that are
completely
just not in the brain. Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you that I'm just going to break in here with a late breaking fact, Kathy. Gold Coast, not a country. Second, it is a place in Australia.
Yeah, not continent.
I've been there.
Okay,
I never. Ever claimed that I know anything about geography.
I felt like that was real important to qualify there.
I appreciate the correction.
I believe you.
Cambodia? No, wait. That's Asia, isn't it?
That's in Asia.
Damn it. I'm just trying to think of countries that begin with C.
I know.
James, how many submissions do they have so far? Just 2?
They have 2 correct submissions.
Okay.
They're there's one that begins with Central.
Oh.
Central something Republic.
And
I cannot bloody think what it is.
It's in the center.
Now. Yeah.
It takes a team, people.
This is terrible. I feel really bad.
I feel absolutely awful.
That
Anthony,
is the goal
why did
of
you
podcasts.
Not write a book that takes place in Africa and done all of the research?
Central something Republic.
That book, hang on, let me get that book has a subplot about a rebellion in a small Central African country, but I made it up. I created a fictional country.
See?
We will not
dang
accept
it.
Wakanda.
Does that count?
Or any
dang
other.
Author. Yeah, does it start with a C?
No, unfortunately, no. It starts
dang
with
it.
A N.
Now we know.
I would have given you
next
half
book.
A point.
All right. I think it is time. This is painful. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I think it's time to go over to Team 2. Team 1 has named a variety of places. Actually, I guess, James, did you want to reveal how many points Team 1 has gotten?
They got 2 points.
2 points. Team 2, can you get any additional points here?
No. like Team 1, I can name countries that don't begin with C.
I will tell you.
I can't even fill in Central something.
Full
Republic.
Disclosure.
Go, Glenn!
I'm bad at geography, and I could not have done much better without consulting the internet. So
during pandemic, my older kid, Ben, got obsessed with them called GeoGuessr, which it's basically a game that plops you down in Google Maps anywhere in the world. He played it obsessively because we were bored. It was pandemic. Mm-hmm. He can now name not only every country in the world and every capital in the world, but every city larger than 1 million in every country in the world.
He is so he not might, on
why
this
isn't
team.
He on my team?
Yeah, is he in
so
the room?
Can
with
we call
you?
In a? No. Well, he's what I want to say is the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Chad, the Central African Republic. which I think is literally called the Central African Republic, and Côte d'Ivoire is the Ivory Coast is called Côte d'Ivoire. Those Côte are the three d'Ivoire. I got.
I would like to state for the record that coast, comma, ivory is what I meant, not gold.
That's right.
just putting that totally out.
You meant Côte d'Or.
I wish we guessed just Central African Republic, because I think he's got that right. Yeah. Right.
All right. I think that's three guesses from team two. James, how did they do?
They got three correct.
Damn it. Chad.
I can reveal what was missed. So we have the Democratic Republic of Congo. We also have the Republic of Congo.
I was trying to remember if there was another one.
We have...
Really, our guess of Congo should have been 2 points.
Well, that's an interesting idea.
That is why I asked you exactly what your guess was.
Yes.
We have also Cape Verde or Cabo Verde. Comoros, which is an island off the side. There are other places which I had a big list of things which didn't count, and I was going to tell you that they were wrong, but nobody picked them, so it's fine.
Okay. Which isn't that bad.
If you want
a bunch of things.
But as I alluded to earlier, there is a bonus question. Over to you, Tony.
Which team is currently behind?
It is
team one. Bonus point, you've got the list of the seven there. Which of the seven is the biggest by population?
Well, first off, there's eight.
Oh, sorry. Which list of the seven plus one is the biggest by population? You have a one in eight chance of getting it right.
I'm tempted to say the DRC.
Yeah. That was what my gut was
because it's not huge geographically. It's not huge,
but it's,
but it is densely populated, I believe. But I mean, that is just a guess.
Works for me.
All right, you are correct. The Democratic Republic of Congo is the largest by far of those sea countries. I got different estimates for what the population is, but it's somewhere in the 90 to 100 million people. It's one of the larger countries in Africa.
Oh, right. Wow. Yeah. So, okay.
Good job, James. Where do we stand with the scores going into the final?
I think
that final
still
round
leaves us one point behind. I
can exclusively reveal that nothing changed again with that round because you both got 3 points.
Most evenly matched teams.
Kathy and Anthony are on 12, and Annette and Glenn are on 13.
Mm-hmm.
All to play for.
So we are ready for our final round. So we have three C questions, three seven questions. Our final round is seven letter C words. So I have created a list of words. These are all words that are seven letters long. They all start with the letter C. I did not use plurals. I have a very short definition I have crafted. We want to be, I think these are going to be kind of time-based. So you're going to get a very short amount of time to think about these. You can, and we will do these as a team. So you get to confer, but you want to move quickly. I don't know if we actually want to set a timer, James, so much as James, when you feel like time has run out, you get to
I feel if they're struggling, we move on.
Yeah. All right. Again, these are seven-letter words. They all start with the letter C. I have a very simple definition that I've crafted that hopefully someone's going to write me emails about. I think the difficulty of these is all over the place. So here's, I guess, the one question, James, that I did not think about ahead of time. Should we do one team quickly, or should we alternate back and forth? I don't know which is more drama slash more
we could, for drama, we could, give them to individuals.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
James.
You are as precious and
all right.
Friends.
This is how I prove that we're friends, because I don't give you any advantage.
Mm-hmm. All right. So these are going to be quick. So we are going to have, we'll go kind of, so we'll go Kathy. Kathy, Glenn, Anthony, Annette. Does that seem reasonable, James?
That seems reasonable. It bears no resemblance to any of the lists of people that I have here, but let's try.
Well, it was going back and forth, team one, team two.
I mean, alternatively, you could go in alphabetical order. That might be easier to keep track of, which would be Annette, me, Glenn, Kathy, which is also still alternating.
Great.
I think you should use last names first, counting by the number of letters.
And the Scrabble score for your surname.
Annette, you're going to go first, then Anthony, then whatever Anthony said, I think Glenn, then Kathy. So I have a very short definition. You are trying to come up with a seven-letter word. We ready, James? I've never done this before. We'll see how it goes.
Ready.
All right.
Painful for your mother.
Annette, first definition. A transitional edge between two faces of an object.
I want to say connect.
0 points. Anyone want to guess at what a transitional edge between two faces of an object is for 0 points?
I would have said corner, but that's three edges. Three faces.
Mm-hmm. It's also six letters.
And it's also six, yeah.
I'll give you a hint. It's a word I only know because of Apple marketing.
Chamfer?
Chamfer.
You are correct. Right. No points.
No points so far. The difficulty level, I felt bad. I put these in random order, and I'm like, that might be one of the hardest ones. Oh, well. Anthony, you are up next. You have a very short amount of time on the clock. Your C word, seven letters, no plurals, starts with C. A pirate sword.
A what, sorry?
A pirate sword.
Oh, cutlass.
1 point for team one.
Point to the professional wordsmith.
Glenn Fleischman, please step up. You know what?
Don't lay that on me, because now I'm going to get all of the others wrong.
But right now we're tied, Anthony, and that's what matters.
Glenn Fleischman, seven-letter C word, very short amount of time on the clock. A round vegetable with white, green, or purple leaves.
Courgette. That's wrong.
Anyone else for 0 points?
So cabbage.
Cabbage.
Correct. Cabbage. I love cabbage. I was picturing an apple with leaves off the front.
The expression on your face was lovely. All right.
I thought your camera had frozen for a moment.
He rotated his head a little bit, but you were a level of perplexed that was intense.
Looking at all the cabbages over there.
All right. I was worried that those were much too easy compared to chamfer, which is barely a word.
What you need is a chart of vegetables on your wall, just out of shock.
Next right, time. Next to the periodic
pastas,
table. Of
vegetables, countries, periodic table.
Kathy, please come up to the podium. Your C word, seven letters, starts with the letter C, no plurals, a dead body.
That's not seven.
You haven't said
letters.
A word yet, technically, somehow.
I mean, corpse, but... Oh, gosh.
You know what? We're going to come back to that one. Don't worry about it. We're going to save it. We are back around to the team two, I believe. Annette, we're back up to you. We're going on to the next one.
But I could have stolen that one.
I think that's why we're not going to answer it right now. So we're going to keep that one.
Also, we're not stealing points in this round.
You are not stealing points
in this round. You got them right. You didn't get any points.
Oh, so I didn't get any for cabbage.
Nope.
No. Cabbage.
No. No, but we also... but they didn't get any... Yeah, don't worry. It's fine.
Yeah.
I think so far, the only points that have been earned was 1 point for Cutlass. Annette... A tornado.
Cyclone?
There we go. 1 point to team two. Anthony Johnson. Woo! Good answer. Good answer. Anthony Johnson up to the podium. This is where the difficulty level is all over the place. Anthony Johnson, seven-letter C word, starts with C, no plurals, atomic number 48 on the periodic table.
Really?
It's almost as if we did this to torture people.
Cadmium.
You got
correct.
It.
Correct.
There you yes. go.
Yes. Yes. Amazing.
Well done.
You are now level.
Yeah. All right. Glenn Fleischman. Seven-letter C word. Coated with sugar syrup.
Coated with sugar syrup.
It's that face again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cabbage.
Candied.
Candied. Ding, 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 ding.
Correct.
Correct.
I almost said caramelized.
I knew you were thinking caramelized. Yeah.
It's not caramelized.
Like 58 letters.
A very long word. all right. Following Glenn Fleischman, I think we are over to Kathy Campbell. Kathy Campbell, a braided bread of Ashkenazi Jewish origin.
Challah.
Correct. Ding, 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 ding. We are moving. Now we're playing seven or C, people. This is it. All right.
No pressure.
No pressure. We are around to Annette. Annette, seven letter C word. To explode or be consumed by fire.
I feel like I should know this.
We've probably done it in Total Party Kill.
Mm. I am going to be really mad when I hear this, but I'm not coming up with anything.
James, should we say what it is now? Let's say what it is now. It is combust.
Combust.
All right. Over to Anthony, one that is clearly just as hard as atomic number 48 on the periodic table. This is a cupboard with shelves or drawers for storing or displaying articles.
My brain keeps wanting to say closet, and of course that's only six. It's not right.
I think that seven letter word is a seven letters is a hard thing to wrap our brains around. So we'll do this again sometime.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry, Kathy.
No, it's okay. Can I guess for him? You know, he's on
my team. Anthony, I think you're out. I will tell you, this word is also New England, specifically Rhode Island slang for a frap, which is distinct from a milkshake. People will stab each other around that here. Does anyone know what this word is?
Well, now I don't know. I was going to guess cabinet.
I was also guessing cabinet.
You are correct, Kathy and Annette. Cabinet is also Rhode Island slang for a...
I was going to say all could contain drinks, but I thought that was too much of a...
All right.
Oh, yeah, I see. I would have got it if you said cabinet. Yeah.
Frap is not slang for milkshake. They're different.
I know, but frap is another New England slang. It's not Rhode Island.
All right. Let us go over to Glenn. Glenn.
15 all.
15 all. Wow. Way to keep it close, teams. Or I guess I don't know if I should say that in a commending voice or not. Glenn, an oven-baked folded pizza.
Calzone.
Nice. All right. Now we're seven or seeing. Kathy, you are up. We have three more because I wrote seven for each team. Kathy, gender-neutral slang for a cowboy.
I'll accept two answers.
Yeah.
Slang? Cowpoke?
Correct. We also would have accepted cowhand. Wow. All right. We are back around to, I believe we're at Annette. This will be the, Annette, you're going to be the last question for team two, and then we'll go to Anthony for the last question for team one. Annette, made of clay and hardened by heat.
It's like, does Glenn know? Can we tag team the last one?
No tag teaming. I do have a tiebreaker. I have a tiebreaker question if we get all the way around.
Made of clay and hardened by heat.
Correct.
I just then got pottery in my head, and I cannot get that out.
Noted C word, pottery.
Pottery.
The C is silent.
Mm-hmm. Pottery.
I am sorry, Glenn. I'm really stuck.
All right, I think we're moving on. Anthony, final question.
That was ceramic, wasn't it?
It was ceramic.
It was.
Nice. Oh, shoot.
Anthony, if you get this right, you've won.
No pressure. No,
but if I don't, it's a draw.
Team, just checking.
It's tied.
Does it matter if he gets it wrong?
Well, if he gets it wrong, then we go to a tiebreak.
Oh, okay, good. I have a tiebreaker ready.
Can we not have a draw? Oh, okay.
No,
this isn't football.
I've got a tiebreaker ready because it's a.
And we've been in extra time for about 40 minutes. So
yes, we're way over. Anthony, a poison that smells like almonds.
Cyanide.
There you go. Seven letters. Seven or C. James, what is the final scores here?
The final score is that Kathy and Anthony got 17, and Annette and Glenn got 60.
Wow! Congratulations, Team One.
Game.
Extremely close, a close game there. I will tell you, I will just share with you what the tiebreaker was going to be. We were going to go back to the question I didn't let us hear the answer to. This
cadaver.
Specifically, a dead body. I came up with three seven-letter C words for a dead body. You got cadaver. Can you think of any other ones? One of those is a bit of a
dead
stretch. Dead body. Cadaver. Or corpse. Other letter. It says. No.
Corpsed? Is
no.
Really? No.
No, corpse is not a word.
Corpse is still not, six as well. So. Yeah.
Cool boy. Cool boy.
The other words I had on there, we were going to have potentially, which I guess that would have possibly stalled as a as a tiebreaker. I also had carcass and carrion.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't.
I was very impressed with myself when I came up with 3 7-letter C words.
That is very impressive, Tony.
All right,
you should,
well,
2 thumbs up.
Teams, we have learned a lot about what question types are controversial, what we'll be sure to do again next Thanksgiving, and what we'll never do again. We'll never play over or under again.
Thank goodness.
I mean, we covered basketball, football, soccer, and the human body. What else has volume in this world?
Polo, water polo, you know, how much volume in a horse?
What else has volume?
How much blood is in a horse? For answers to questions such as these.
A lot.
Thank you to everyone for joining. Thank you to those that are watching or checking out the bootlegger live stream after the fact. Team One, you're reigning champions. I don't remember who won last year to compare that to, and there's no record of that except for the recording. Kathy Campbell, Anthony Johnson, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony, and thank you, everybody, for watching on YouTube.
Yes.
Glenn Fleischman, Annette Weirstra, a strong showing. You'll get them next year, no doubt. Thank you for being here.
You'll always be my cool boy.
I think that's a threat, not a promise.
James Thompson.
By his definition, it's a body, so he's going to kill you, I think.
James Thompson, thank you for being our scorekeeper extraordinaire, wordsmithing my questions and telling me when I was wrong. It was a delight.
Well, this simultaneously went much better and much worse than I expected.
And again,
like every incomparable game show,
right,
to be fair.
Right, exactly.
This is amazing.
Special thanks to Dan Morin and Jeremy Goldstein for helping me with the questions and raising the level of, and I use this word, quality in 7er C. Goodbye, everybody.
Should I tell the Wellesley joke now?